Hey, Dr. Bill Sinyard here with another gospel rant. Actually, this is one on forgiving, so we'll load it up in the Forgiving Path post as well. And really, it's the difficulty of forgiving. And this is real life. This is right now. Today, I want to look at the biggest scandal to hit Major League Baseball in a while. The Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. And it's rocking the league and the country. And you may be tempted to say, by the way, but don't. Hey, it's just a game, right? I mean, come on, sports is sports. Just turn the other cheek, forgive 77 times, right? Nobody died. Nobody was wounded. Come on, just move on. Choose to forgive. But look, the Houston Astros participated in organized, willful sign-stealing, apparently, and wrongly won the entire championship. They cheated. They chose to break the rules and were caught. And listen, their tepid apologies to date have frankly been offensive. It's just not right. Something has to be done, right? That's what people are saying. Something has to get fixed because we can't go on to the season without some resolutions. The baseball commish seems to be at a loss about what to do, how to handle this. No judgment. This sign-stealing scandal is rocking the baseball world. Fans are complaining, get this, about sports PTSD. They're threatening to boycott the game. Teams are definitely planning on hitting the Astro players with pitches. And look, this makes sense to me, all the furor. This is where our human brains go. When we get robbed and treated unfairly or shamed by bullies or cheaters or shamed or caught. And it's a problem in the larger arena of forgiving. It's a brain thing. And look, this is an even larger category of injustice. Something was taken from me. So what do we do to get rid of the pain in our brain and get things back to normal again? That's what people are saying without actually using those words. So for all who were negatively affected, whose brains have triggered the pain of loss and unfairness, I got to tell you, I get it. It's real. It's similar to other offenses and injustices. It kicks us into a cortisol cycle, the same one everyone else feels, fight, flight, and freeze. And so many are fighting. They feel anger. They feel rage. They feel depression, shame. They're easily triggered in other areas of their life. And all of this is driven by emotional, heady cocktails and hormones in our heads. And it's natural to want something, to fix it. We want justice. We want an apology. We want something. But here's my question. Was that going to really remove the brain pain and lead to some restoration of normalcy? Well, apologies might help. There is, believe it or not, scientific research that says, well, we intuitively already know that it's actually slightly easier to forgive a person who has owned up to what they've done and they are truly apologetic and you believe that they are truly apologetic. But science has also found out that it's only minimally helpful. In baseball terms, maybe it takes us to first base. Maybe. But look, it doesn't matter. In this case, Houston struck out, showing any contrition, any kind of believable apologies. Yankee slugger Giancarlo Stanton, who feels that they lost the championship because of the cheating, said of the sad Houston apology, quote, they did a very poor job. He said they didn't have a problem being in front of the cameras and enjoying all the lights when they were doing it in 2017, meaning cheating. And now they must explain themselves and point fingers. And this guy is talking for this guy. He continues, it would have been better if there was an apology or an explanation on their side. We know they don't really care to give an apology or to explain their side. And it showed by their response. He continues, they're only really sorry because they got caught. Because they've said all this whirlwind you got to deal with, but not the actual action. They have to own up, he concludes. You hear the frustration? Do you hear the desire to get rid of the disruption, the robbery, the thing that was taken from them, right? He is saying, how about justice? What about doing something that takes away my hurt and disappointment and shame, being ashamed and feeling abused and having something robbed from me? They need, the Houston Astros, Stanton is saying without saying it, need to make me feel better. So maybe vacating the championship, maybe. Here's Stanton again. The investigation showed it was clear cut they cheated that year, which means it should be taken away, meaning the championship. If you cheat in another way during the season, like using performance-enhancing drugs, you can't even be in the playoffs. So therefore, they should be eliminated. Right? He's being reasonable and rational. But would that fix things? You see, what we know about injustice and unforgiveness is that there's actual a brain pain. The shame of being robbed, you know, putting yourself in that position, letting it happen without being aware, the disappointment in others and yourself, the anger and not stopping it, are the people not stopping it, people that you trust. And again, science has shown that such things help, but not as much as you might think. So to continue in our baseball analogy, this might get you to second base, but in the end, it just leaves the runner stranded on second still, and the score is still 0-0. Our brains are created to need something more than that to fix such injustice. Consolation is what we need, and that's a term coined by the author J.R.R. Tolkien, right, of Lord of the Rings fame. He says that this is what happens at the end of fairy tales, so that it could be said, and they all lived happily ever after. Well, what might that look like in the backwash of one of the worst sports scandals in our generation? I'm not sure, humanly speaking, if the championship is vacated. Well, that might be just, it might be reasonable, but I'm suggesting the brain pain is still there. And then there are the others who are affected by the decision who were innocent, right? What about the people who didn't participate in it and all of a sudden you've ended up hurting them? What about them? Again, it's complicated. So sincere apologies from the Houston owners, from the front office, from the players on the Astros that were involved or those who've moved to other teams. Yeah, I mean, that's the right thing to do. And like I said, first base. But what about that happening and the victims not really able to accept the apology? Because it doesn't satisfy the pain. They're subconsciously saying that, nope. Yeah, pretty good, but it still doesn't remove the brain pain. What else you got? So you say, hey, I have an idea. Well, why don't we tell the hurt folks the same things we tell hurt folks in counseling offices, that they just need to choose to forgive. They need to make rational, emotional choices to forgive, right? That's what we would tell the teams if they came to our counseling office or the fans affected. And by the way, I'm sure there's some who are trying that. And it's not a bad idea, but still the brain pain of the crime and what was taken remains. The loss remains. What about empathy for the cheaters? I mean, don't we all honestly push the boundaries to get an edge? Yeah, but even if you felt empathy, the brain pain would still remain. See, this is like all unforgiveness. It's complicated. What I have learned as I've studied it and struggled with forgiveness is that apology, repentance, remorse, admission, repayment, trial, all that's good, but there's something more that's better, and something that particularly Christians can access. There really is a power, really, that doesn't come from me, doesn't come from me trying harder. There's a power that comes from God that can actually begin to move us towards more, not total this side of heaven, but more of an experience of at least partial, but real, real, real consolation now. It will begin to restore the brain, meaning diminish the pain a little bit to some wholeness, and some wholeness now, and total wholeness eventually. The fix ultimately will involve perfectly fair justice, not shoddy stuff that we're used to here. It requires perfect justice, perfect restoration, perfect empathy, perfect benevolence, even for cheaters. And I'm telling you, only then, biblically, will any of us truly live happily ever after. So the Bible really does give us good news for those who've been hurt by this scandal, and starting now and completing in heaven. First, God promises perfect resolution of all crimes, hurts, cheats, robberies, including baseball sports scandals. It almost sounds trivial as I say it, but you can hear people's pain for the loss. So when God tells Moses in Exodus 34 that innate to his being is perfect, eventual, just resolution, here's what he says. he's passing in front of Moses, and he says, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet, here it is. All that sounds really good, right? That's the, you just need to choose to forgive, you need to feel empathy, all those things. But here's what God says about himself. This is innate to his nature. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. And in his case, it's fair punishment, it's fair trial, it's fair judgment, it's justice, which would include reparation and restoration, which only God can ultimately do. So, saying that, he's not only referring to other things in our lives, like murder, rape, abuse, bullying, idolatry, porn, abuse, child slavery, all those things that are horrible, he was referring to any injustice, including baseball scandals. It's our brain. God is serious about anything unjust. I got to tell you, that's stunning good news. If God takes that seriously, he takes everything seriously. Okay, I admit to say that it's only perfect in the future does lessen its impact. What about my brain pain now? Right? I would say that. Well, first, the Holy Spirit in us can make us confident of this eventuality a little bit, and that could help. This confidence, that's deep hope, and that should help. If I'm really, really confident that it's going to be taken care of eventually, I can make it through the day. But also, here we go, we can begin to access by faith through the same Holy Spirit now, this forgiving now. It's imperfect, right? But we can move forward. In heaven, everything's going to be made right. We're going to be playing baseball, and there's not going to be any hitting batters there intentionally. No more tears, all injustice is dealt with, including to the full satisfaction of Stanton and the hundreds of thousands of LA and New York fans. And we can access a little bit of that now, not perfectly, but it should be noticeable enough so that we can actually get on with our life. And our cortisol levels, the brain pain, can get back to more or less normal levels. And we can be present again in our life and for our families and our sport. We can enjoy the sport that the United States loves so much. And look, there will even be justice for the cheaters, the ones who are feeling guilt and shame right now, who can't get rid of that. Those who are sorry for what they did, there can be restoration for them as well. That's good news. It's amazing good news. All right, if you're wondering what this looks like and feels like and how do you do it, that's why we put the Forgiving Path together. Give it a try, www.forgivingpath.com. Bring with you your anger at the Houston Astros, your hurt and rage at individual players, at the commissioner, whatever you think you need healing from, and we'll walk you through the baby steps needed for you to access power of God's forgiveness, right? I mean, it's not ridiculous and no judgment. It's your brain. And all we're saying is the gospel has power to diminish that brain pain you're feeling. And Jesus said we should forgive 490 times or 77 times. Well, we'll show you how to lean into that without judgment, without shame. Does that make sense? www.forgivingpath.com. Look, if not now, when?
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.